Well, welcome tonight. This is so fun to be here at Holden. We've been here about a week. My name is Sandra Peter. It's my husband, Tim Peter. We teach at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. How many have been to Decorah? Okay, it's lovely. You should pass through. Wow, a lot of people have been to Decorah. Or maybe they live there or something. But it's lovely, so just pass through anytime. I'm going to be drinking a little bit of water because I'm not used to. There's a lot of humidity back in Iowa, so I'm not used to all this dryness. So I just need, we're going to be talking about the water of life and, you know, the water for a singer. But anyway, well, we are going to do a very eclectic program here, just things that we like to do. So I hope that's all right. I think whenever you put a program together, you've just got to do what's in your heart and what you can do. So sometimes it comes up to be kind of an eclectic hodgepodge, but maybe that represents who we are, which is fine. So on to Johann Sebastian Bach, okay? We're going to do a piece from Cantata 80, Ein Festeburg, A Mighty Fortress. And the translation is, come in to my heart's house. Mein Herzen's house. You'll hear that often. Just inviting the Lord to come in and dwell within us. And later you'll hear me sing the word Weg, which means just away with Satan, away with Satan's influence and power in my life. Come in to our Lord, inviting him to overcome the power of Satan. Oh, And that's what this place is all about, isn't it? Coming here and seeking renewal, refreshment in so many ways, spiritually, physically, in our relationships with one another, if you came with family or you came with friends. We have so many needs in our society, and to have a place like this when we can gather and not only renew ourselves, but in our common worship nightly, we have a chance to join together and celebrate that renewal that Christ brings to us daily. So I hope that this time is just that for you. Again, we've been here a week, and I think it takes a long time to settle into Holden, to really just relax. Tim and I have a hard time just sitting still and having a little free time. It just isn't... doesn't happen. So it's wonderful. I'm thrilled we have this week to continue enjoying a slower pace. On to a piece by Samuel Barber. I just want to tell you a little bit about this work. It's from Prayers of Kierkegaard, which is considered a cantata. I shared something from a Bach cantata, now something from a Samuel Barber cantata, based on text by Søren Kierkegaard. And it starts with a movement of chorus, and then there's this soprano solo tucked in, and then another chorus. So you don't hear this piece just by itself very often, but I enjoy it very much. It's it focuses very much on the suffering that Christ experienced, and how we too can dwell on that and realize his great love for us through his suffering. And again, by Samuel Barber from Prayers of Kierkegaard.
Thank you.
I think we have a marvelous theme this week to help us meditate on our journey with Christ. The image of the tree, this beautiful, beautiful work of art by Kristen Gilia that I know you'll hear a lot of through the services this week. But the next piece by Rayfawn Williams, talking just about that, the tree of life, the river of the water of life, how this image of the branches reaching out to all, to perhaps shade us all or bear fruit that we can all be a part of, images of how we can bear fruit. There are so many things that we can draw from these images of the tree of life and the water of life. And again, water is such a symbol for so many things. And we're going to be singing a couple songs together in a couple minutes. One of the things I've really been thinking about as I've prepared to come here and while I'm here is, who am I? What do I have to share in this community? How can I express myself personally, spiritually, musically? What will take shape when I get here? How can I share? And I think we all think about that in our daily lives. How can we express ourselves and express our spirituality in our own way through the gifts God has given us? And something that I have to share is music, singing, leading others in singing in a variety of musical ways. I need water to do that. I mean, it sounds very simplistic, but when you don't have that, you just don't have who you are. And a few of you saw me earlier in the week, and I was just very, very dry, and for a number of reasons. And you know, when you don't have that, so it's a symbol of life for me. It helps me express myself. And I think we all have day-to-day things that help us express ourselves that maybe we take for granted. Maybe when we're here, we can be more thankful for them, and thankful for the rain yesterday. Super. So now back to Rayfawn Williams, and this is from a larger cycle, but it's called The Song of the Leaves of Life and the Water of Life.
Which is in the midst of the past. be bold or humble. We'll do a voice lesson this week for those that have been here this past week. It's on Tuesday, so you'll all learn how to sing and sing even fuller than most of you already do and enjoy it. Let's open together. 402? Is that what we start with?
402.
Yeah, 402. 402. And again, this centers on the creativity and the opportunities that you can share creative gifts at a place like Holden, and then hopefully you take these seeds of interest and celebration of all these gifts back to your home congregations and communities. I bet hardly anyone, does anyone know this melody or this hymn? I don't, and we've triggered on this today, but this is a place where we can learn, and I think learn very successfully. Tom Witt, our permanent village musician here, has assured us that you can do anything at Holden. And so we're thrilled for your opportunity to join us in this. Sandra will play it through. We're going to do this. Do you see a small asterisk one and then a two bars later? That means, of course, this can be sung in canon or split in imitation. We're going to do verses 1, 2, and 3 all together. And then for fun, we're going to try verse 4 split in canon. This half is 1 and this half is 2. And I'll just cue when you come in, and as you can see, it's just simply two full measures after one comes in. Okay? So let's all sing together, please. Going to start to jazz it up here a little bit. 4:15. Well, not that jazzy. Moderately jazzy. Thank you. for all of you that have been in God's spell, you can sing along or know it. We'll do On the Willows, because that's our favorite piece from the musical Godspell. And it works well with our theme this summer with the Tree of Life. To secular
show tune.
One show tune tonight, but you don't know it. And you've all been to musicals where you sing along and you're better than the singer on stage and it bothers you. You've all been there for that. I know that. And you get a little sick feeling in your stomach. So I never allow that to happen. In my programming, I select show tunes that no one knows and then can't make a judgment beyond that. But there are two musicals of some fame. The first one is Charlie Brown. And even beyond that, there's a sequel, Snoopy. And now, did you know that on Broadway, Charlie Brown is back, redone. So we will certainly see more of that touring. There's one piece sung by Snoopy, so that's me now, okay? I'm the dog. And it's from that musical called Just One Person. Does anyone know this, Just One Person? Do you? Anybody? It's a delightful little tune, and it is simply the message of it's much easier to believe in yourself when those around you do as well. And it's a very simple, gentle moment in the show where Snoopy, of course, as you understand, is continually, independently surviving, yet deep down needs that affirmation. And I think that's where we all are. So you can have the scriptures and you can have Schwartz, I guess, the two. Okay.
Not quite equivalent.
Not the same. Okay. Just one person.
Okay.
If just one person believes in you, deep enough and strong enough believes in you, hard enough and long enough, before you knew it, someone else would think, if he can do it, I can do it, making it two. Enough and strong enough believe in you, hard enough and long enough, there's bound to be some other person who believes in making it a threesome, making it three people. You can say if three whole people, why not four? And if four whole people, why not more? And more, and more. And when all those people believe in you, deep enough and strong enough, hard enough and long enough, it stands to reason you yourself would start to see what everybody sees in you.
You working on your talent show, that's the piece to do now when you're working on that. We're going to sing just one more and allow you to have some quiet time for yourselves this evening. We wouldn't have minded the bowling alley to stay open as it was bowling underneath us, and yet we know that there's a lot of activity here at Holden, so thank you for giving us part of your time and that free time that Sandra mentioned. We've enjoyed sharing day to day, both in conversation and in musical opportunity, and getting to know a variety of you. This past week, we got to know a lot of people better that we had relationships for, because it was a Luther College alumni and Decorah Lutheran and First Lutheran Church gathering out here. This week, in contrast and equally enjoyably, will be an experience for us to learn from you and to learn people that we've never heard from or heard about before. So share your gifts with us. Come up and say, I'd love to be a part of this. We do have choir now Sunday through Thursday at 6:20, so eat the early shift if you want to sing in choir and spread the word. We'd love to have you. So Lucille, if you want to come up, and we'll just close with a very gentle and simple blessing of J.S. Bach. The Lord bless you.
We had this song at our wedding. Can I just share that? 10 years.
10 years at our wedding.
So anyway. Any wedding idea, I've got copies.